Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Up next, more of The Kevin Herr Show featuring Steve Jones on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Farron's fired. All right, so.
It's the best.
You're fired. That was great, Matt. That was great. Now they have. Now, where's Lawrence?
Oh, I got him right here. He's on the line right now.
All right.
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. Greetings.
Well, pal. I'm listening this morning, doubling your ratings, and and I heard after the sports, which was brilliantly done, the promo for this broadcast extravaganza. And I want to make sure I'm getting this right as to what the roles are on this show.
Well, we just made a quick announcement that we decided to reverse the order since Kevin is the real driver of the program and the, you know, he really makes it happen. So he makes it happen. Now you have to fill in the blank as to what it is. What does Kevin make happen when you're listening to it? So since Kevin makes that happen, I thought we'll call it the Kevin Herr Show, and of course you can. I think you should come on it every day.
Well, thanks,
I'm fine with that.
How great a role should I have, Mark?
Well, I think you should be able to provide the factual portion of the show, and Kevin can, you know, do the conjecture and the speculation. He can talk about, you know, the good advice that he can dispense on how to do NCAA brackets. Kevin, how's your bracket? Pretty good still, right?
Yeah, it was okay until last night when Michigan State decided not to score.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well,
it all went downhill.
He could give advice on other sports, I guess.
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, we're going to get a lot of calls between now and the Olympics in Russia about curling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm expecting that we'll get a lot of IndyCar racing calls.
I'm going to go there, too.
Let's see. I'm trying to think, Mark, what else could be in high volume?
Hey, I just have one word for you. Mixed martial arts.
I'm a little weaker there.
You mean to be used on him in the parking lot or just as a topic?
I think that should be a topic.
We don't want to promote anything else now, do we?
It's lacking on the mark show. I know that.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that, but in private, that you're not talking enough about mixed martial arts. I didn't want to bring it out in the open, Mark.
But hey, the good news is later on tonight, Fox Sports Radio will have it covered for you. So you got that. You have to worry about that after 10 then.
Yeah, we just have to wait. Wait, that's all.
So, Mark, it is the Kevin Herr Show. And I'm not in tow, but what am I now? I'm just there?
Well, you can't be the producer because really Kevin does it, you know. Kevin makes it happen. So, we're not sure what it is, but since Kevin makes it happen, you can't get producer credit. I would just say, frequent guest, you could be not the glue that ties it together, but you could be sort of the double-sided tape that holds some of it together. How about that?
Wow. I can't even be Insta-glue. All right.
double-sided tape.
That's right. He's the packing material. You're the double-sided tape. I don't know who the bubble wrap is, but we've taken this far enough.
Yes, we've taken it far enough. I just wanted to make sure we had the verbiage correct, Mark. That's all. I want to make sure we're promoting it properly so there's a level of consistency between the morning and afternoons.
Yes. And well, I get a founder's fee, don't I, for inventing a new program?
Absolutely. Well done. And we'll have a meeting with management on Monday. All right. So looking forward to that. Mark,
Thank you, Steve. My friend,
have a great weekend. Love your show, as always, On the Mark, and as well as the morning show.
All right, have a great weekend.
All right, Mark Lawrence with us. All right, let's go to Buzz in Northumberland, who's been listening to us. Hiya, Buzz. Great to have you with us, my friend.
I'm sorry, guys, but the fact that Mark Lawrence thinks that mixed martial arts is one word should give you some idea of the value of his opinion. So,
I admit I rolled with that one, Buzz. I rolled with that one.
He's a good man. I really enjoy his show.
Isn't he great? He has a great show every morning. I love it.
All this is really good for the area. It makes everybody feel a part of what's going on at a level you don't normally get in an area this size. I think it's great, guys. Keep it up.
Oh, I appreciate
it. I think you could call the show Sports of Sorts, and then maybe everybody would be happy or unhappy, whatever. So Sports of Sorts.
Sports of Sorts.
That covers any time of the year. That covers any season of the year.
And in fact, I'll say that I'll cover the sports, and he'll cover the all of sorts.
I'll cover the sorts.
There you go. Yeah, Kevin can sort. He can Molotov sorts, right? Okay, guys, later.
Bye-bye. Buzz, way to go, man. Great to hear from you. Everybody's getting into the spirit of it. I love it.
Can you tell it's Friday?
Well, it's 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Jump in. Have some fun. This is what, to me, in all seriousness, what radio needs to deliver more of. I don't mean what I'm doing, but I'm talking about the local part of it that Buzz was talking about. You know, On the Mark, this show. There's so much syndicated programming right now in our medium that you need to talk to people about, you know, some of the things may be national, but so many local. But localizing radio is far more personal for people. And that's why we're having fun. If Buzz calls up, we're having a blast with it today. You're not going to get that on a syndicated show.
That's a lot more fun.
Well, it's a lot more. I think it's a lot more fun for the listener. And we'll be talking a lot more, for example, next week about spring practice for the Nittany Lions, which will open up on Monday. I have to introduce Bill O'Brien at the National Football Foundation dinner Sunday. And that's the only thing. I'm not emceeing the dinner or anything like that. I just have to introduce him.
And will you have something written down for this?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
No.
That's the one thing that I've learned over the years, that most of the stuff that you think Steve has rehearsed or thought about or wrote, you know, written down to read to make sure he gets it right, it's all off the cuff. And it's kind of scary at times, actually. In a good way, not a bad way.
Yeah, that's why I did that last year. I did introduce Fran Fisher, which for me was an incredible privilege. And I just got up there and just talked to, you know, from the heart about how I felt about him. There was no need to write a speech. I do admit, when I did the commencement speech at Penn State Wilkes-Barre, I did write down on a 3x5 index card 4 topics. But that was just to keep myself straight for 7 or 8 minutes. Well, seriously, I mean, I wrote down 4 topics on an index card, on a 3x5 index card. After that, you just talk to people, like Dave in Sunbury at 1-800-795-9565. Dave, jump in there. Great to hear from you, my friend.
Okay, how you doing, Steve?
Good Friday afternoon to you.
Well, you said that sports is sorts.
Well, that's Buzz's idea.
Well, that goes back to Kevin Herr when he's talking to my cousin Dave Ritchie with basketball, with a chick brain.
Well, you know, some of those pregame shows can get a little bit long, so we do get into sports and sorts to try and fill the gap.
Yeah. And Kevin does all the sorts.
That's true. That's true. No argument.
Yeah.
So today, Mark Lawrence has changed the name of the show to the Kevin Herr Show, and they're still trying to figure out my role.
Well, then that means that he's supposed to do the sports, and you do sorts.
I'll have to figure that out then.
Well, then, you know, apparently with the conversation, the way it's been going, the first month of programming, you got more than sports going anyway without the sorts.
While we're having I'll say this, we're at least having a lot of fun. The question is you, the listener, are you having a lot of fun? Because I know we are.
Well, I guess apparently we do because we're calling in.
That's great. Well, it's great to hear from you.
Later.
Hey, Dave, you have a great weekend, all right? Our number is 1-800-795-9565 on the Kevin Hurst Sports and Sorts Show. I'm finding the love for you is out there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, first of all, I want to know how much you paid Farron at the top of the hour.
That was the best. That was the best. No, actually, I just ran back and I said, hey, Matt, you got to do this. He's like, okay. All right.
Where is Matt right now?
Matt's in the newsroom at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Fine, yeah, sure.
He's actually doing the news.
Oh,
stuff,
just change 3 or 4 words. All right, just kidding.
He's actually doing the news.
Now, by the way, Barty's been working mornings.
Yes.
Right. That's why we have not had her on in the afternoon.
That's correct.
All right. So she will eventually get back here and be a part of the show again. And we have some features that she's going to be doing along the way. So.
Yes. And she will be, that will probably be happening more toward April because that's when she's going to be back on a regular basis. She's,
yes. Yeah, we understand
that. Some shifting around a little bit. But
right. I mean, we're 8 days away from April. Our number is 1-800-795-956. Not that I'm not counting on getting her back. You know, I mean, Bartlett's return to the show, to me, is the same as when David Letterman was in New York and Phil Donahue was moving the show to Chicago. And every day, every night, Letterman on the show would X off another day till Donahue got there. I'm doing the same thing on Barty's return. Come on.
You have the Barty calendar in the
right,
chateau.
Come on, let's go here at the chateau. All right, you know, and I'm a big Farron fan, so it's but she's a part of the show. Yeah, I'm a big Farron fan though. Matt does a great job. All right, our number 1-800-795-9565. Mark Lawrence this morning changed the name of the show to the Kevin Hurst Show with an undefined Steve Jones role.
A yet-to-be-determined role.
Yet to be, well, undefined.
Yeah.
Yet-to-be-determined role. We've had callers calling in, what should my role on the show be? Obviously, you are, being the Sunbury kingpin that you are.
Kingpin.
There is massive love for you in the Valley.
Kingpin?
Sure. They love your Peyton Manning watch. They love that you think there's a great battle between Pasechnik and Juan Pierre for center field.
Tim Tebow time, 418.
White smoke in Denver. We have a quarterback. I got you on that day.
That was good.
Yeah.
But, well, listen. All right. I led you to football. Big surprise there. But the reason I wanted to ask that I wanted to talk to you about this is, we were talking about the Eagles possibly looking at Tebow or a quarterback situation. And in doing a little bit of research, found that Andy Reid has more of a hands-on, active role in free agent signing now than he has before, because that's what he had asked to do. Now, I want to know from Eagles fans. I know Eagles fans that love Andy Reid, and I know Eagles fans that can't stand Andy Reid. Is that a good thing or a bad thing for the Eagles?
That he has more of a hand in what's going on.
Yes.
Fair question. Great question. 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. I will also throw out this topic.
Okay.
And we'll also pick up on this on Monday. What are you looking for from Penn State football this spring?
Well, that is a real good question.
Spring practice begins on Monday. I want to know what you'll be watching for. What are your concerns about the Nittany Lion football team coming in? What makes you feel good initially about the Nittany Lion football team going in? That's what I'd like to hear. And also about the fact that Andy Reid has more of a hands-on in the free agent. Now, they made the deal where they picked up DeMeco Ryans from the Houston Texans. That was an excellent trade, I thought. I think he's a very good linebacker.
And they needed that because I think that's where one of their weakest positions was linebacker.
Yeah, they did need that. And I thought that was a solid move. So whomever made the move, whether he was hands-on with it or not, it still was a good move. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. Andy Reid, more hands-on, do you like it or not? Penn State football, what are you looking for in the spring? What are your concerns about the football team going in? At the same time, what do you think the strengths are going in that you're looking for them to build upon? Our number is 1-800-795-9565 on the Kevin Hurst Show. Steve Jones, Roland Defiant here on WKOK.
The 2012 Showcase event is here. Plus, it's Truck Month at BZ Motors Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Lewisburg. Now, get $1,000 bonus cash off new 2012 Ram trucks. That means you can get a new 2012 Ram 1500 Quad Cab Tradesman 4x4 pickup with Ram Box towing package and spray-in bed liner for as low as $26,990 at BZ Motors. How about a new 2012 Dodge Caliber with up to 32 highway miles per gallon starting at only $15,630? BZ Motors also has new 2012 Chrysler 200 with up to 31 highway miles per gallon for as low as $17,870. Or take advantage of 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on all new 2012 Chrysler 200s. Check out the $0 down sign and drive leases you can get at BZ Motors. Don't miss the 2012 Showcase event going on now at BZ Motors Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Lewisburg. Remember, nobody beats BZ, the dealership you can trust. Special financing on approved credit. All prices after rebate and are plus tax, title, and tags.
Staples knows that in a small business, technology is all you.
Dave, can we get new laptops?
Oh, no, we're not upgrading until next year.
Oops, I might need one sooner.
Oops, me too.
Yours still looks good, Sally.
How about now?
No, that's broken.
Get a great deal on a laptop. For a limited time, get a $100 prepaid Visa card when you buy select Windows 7 PCs. Staples, that was easy. For a limited time, valid on select models only. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. See store for details.
It's Macy's Super Saturday Sale. With all-day specials Friday and Saturday. Suits from Lasuit and more, $79.99. Carter's Sleepwear, buy one, get one free. Save 65% on designer dress shirts and ties. Bras from Valley, Made in Form, and more, 50% off. And a Cuisinart food processor or coffee maker, $69.99. Plus, scan the stars in-store and online. You can win a shopping spree at Macy's. Learn more at Macy's.com/findyourmagic. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. Sale ends March 25th.
Hi, this is Duska Rischel with the Bowen Agency Realtors in Lewisburg. My full-time real estate career has awarded me with loyal clients throughout the Central Susquehanna Valley. And with interest rates still at record levels, there has never been a better opportunity to be participating in today's market. Whether it's your first or forever home, let me make your dreams a reality.
Bowen Agency Realtors in Sewens Grove, Lewisburg, and Sunbury. On the web at bowenagency.com. Coming or going, see a realtor at Bowen.
March means not basketball. It's Susquehanna Heartland Wine Trail Month with Shade Mountain Winery. All through March, enjoy live entertainment each Saturday with local live bands and fun food pairings throughout the weekends. Admission is free with a wine trail ticket or pay a cover charge at the door. And don't forget to sample and purchase Shade Mountain's fine wines while you're there. It's a great escape from cabin fever and a terrific way to bring in spring. Shade Mountain Winery, Route 104 between Middleburg and Penns Creek. See more at Shade Mountain Winery.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents The Road Report. 10 minutes before the hour each weekday morning on WKOK. We'll talk about construction slow spots, and we'll let you know if the weather is going to affect driving. Before you hit the road, check out The Road Report at WKOK.com. Then, listen to News Radio 1070 WKOK to find out what you'll run into on the way to work. The Road Report is on WKOK and WKOK.com.
It's a gorgeous Friday. Great to hear the boss. Clarence Clemens in the background.
Rest in peace.
1-800-795-9565, Robert in State College. Thanks for joining us on the show today.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, Robert. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. I'm actually not in Happy Valley. I'm about 15 miles east of that. I'm calling from Susquehanna University, where Jason Garrett grew up with his father, Jim, who played there. And, of course, he was a coach there. My question about Andy is, do you think it's more important for him to have the hands-on control of player personnel, or if it's an ego thing, or if he actually gets more money, and if the money's more important than the ego thing with being control of player personnel, which I'm not a big Andy fan. I go to camp every year. I've been going to camp for the last 35 years, and I'm not a real big Andy fan. But I just thought maybe there was some underlying reason why he wants control of the player personnel, which he has. Last year did a horrible job, and I just thought maybe he would want to comment on that.
Well, Robert, it could be under the realm of Bill Parcells years ago with the New England Patriots saying, I don't want to just, cook up the groceries. I want to buy the groceries.
That's
saying it. And this may be for Andy Reid. Let's throw out this theory, and it's only a theory. I have no inside knowledge of this at all. But maybe he feels as part of his last stand at Philadelphia, he wants as much control as possible so that he can show them that when I get the people in that I want, I can coach the team the way I want as well. I'm just guessing. It's a total guess.
Yeah, because I'm sure there's money involved, not just the ego thing. There's money involved if you have the handle on everything. I'm sure there is. But at his status in life right now, probably isn't that important. I think, you're probably right. He wants to be the man, so... right now, it's sort of backfiring on them a little bit. Like last year, all these players come in and they didn't do much of anything. So that being said, if he gets Tebow down there, it's going to be a train wreck.
Well, Tebow's right. Tebow's going to end up with the Jets. There's a snag for sure.
Yeah.
Tebow was
going
to be introduced by the Jets today. But there's there's a snag in the contract where Tebow technically he has to be on the roster for 24 more hours. He will get released. He'll be released for the trade tomorrow at 4. He will be introduced in New Jersey by the Jets on Monday.
If it all flies.
It will fly. This is just all it is a technicality. It's a technicality in the deal. They're settled. But under the collective bargaining agreement, there's something that means, I think it has to do with his bonus, where he has to stay for 24 more hours as a Bronco. Thus, they postponed the press conference today in New York and moved it to Monday at 4.
Well, then who has to ante up for the money then, the Jets or
Denver?
Denver
does. That's why he has to stay the 24 hours for that portion of it. Then after that, the Jets assume all Tebow debt.
Now, the $5 million deal that was the holdup earlier, both the Jets and Broncos decided to split, and that's how they resolved that part of the contract issue.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just thought it was, it's like I said, being involved with the Jets, with the Eagles, I've been taking pictures there since 1956 or 57, so
right.
I'm a diehard as far as that goes, but... there's so many things that go on down there that don't make any sense. And this year, I don't have a whole lot of blue sky for them this year as well. Although they did sign Jackson, and that's a good thing. And McCoy's there, and all the other, the offensive line is unbelievable. But it has to be. They have to get everything roped in together, because I don't think they're going to have a better season than they had last year. Which was, 8-8 or something like that?
It was 8-8 last year. Although I'll say this, Robert, DeMeco Ryans was a very good pickup. I think he will help them defensively.
Absolutely. He's a player. And the guys they got last year on their reputation didn't do much of anything.
Right. Robert, we're up against the news at the bottom of the hour. Thank you so much for the call. Be safe on the road, okay?
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Oh, what a day we've had so far. We've had a lot of fun today. Fred Chamiot, the assistant coach for the Lady Lion basketball team, was on in the opening half hour. Talk about the Lady Lion Sweet 16 showdown with top-seeded UConn in the NCAA Women's Tournament at the Ryan Center in Kingston. That'll be Sunday at 4:34. Second half hour, we had Jordan Steranko, the outstanding All-Big Ten first baseman for the Nittany Lion baseball team. They open up a three-game weekend set with Indiana tonight at Medler Field, LeBron Park at 6:05. And then we had Mark Lawrence on the show talking about Kevin Herr's athletic prowess.
My what?
Athletic prowess.
I missed that conversation.
That was when the laughter came in. That should have cued you in. This morning on The Mark, Mark Lawrence renamed it The Kevin Herr Show with Steve Jones' role undefined. We've also been talking about Andy Reid, greater role in player personnel selection, plus or minus. We've already had minus on that at 1-800-795-9565. And Penn State football begins spring practice on Monday. What are your concerns and what are your pluses about this Nittany Lion football team as they head into spring practice? What do they need to take care of business-wise over the next 14 practices before you see them in practice 15 in the blue-white game? They will go Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday in each of the next 3 weeks. Then they go Monday, Wednesday, and then the blue-white game on Saturday. That's how they'll get to 15. So they'll go Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Then they'll come back, go Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Come back, go Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Then the fourth week, they'll go Monday, Wednesday, and then the blue-white game on Saturday.
How long are these practices usually?
Oh, 8-9 hours. It's grueling.
Oh, okay.
You're allowed to be with them 20 hours a week total. That's everything.
So you're going to budget it
okay?
out.
Okay? It's in the weight room. Meetings count. All that counts to get the 20 hours. Look, these practices are no more than 2 hours. Okay, no more than 2 hours. That's all they are. No big deal. As time goes, you actually kind of shorten it up a bit. Now, they'll take the full time because the learning curve, the teaching curve on this is going to be great. While you have Ron Vanderlyn back as the linebackers coach and you have Larry Johnson Sr. back as the defensive line coach, they still have to adhere to what Ted Roof, the defensive coordinator, wants schematically. So they'll be involved in that. And you know on offense, for the offensive players, every one of them, this is an entirely new system. It's a new playbook for them to run.
That's what I'll be looking forward to seeing is how the reaction is to the new style of offense.
You have to, it's a game plan offense. But you have to put elements in there so you can adjust the game plan offensively to what you're seeing defensively, which means you have to have plenty in to do that. And Bill O'Brien has a brilliant offensive mind. Charlie Fisher, who's from our area right there, quarterback's coach. And, of course, that is going to be part of the deal. Who can emerge out of all this at quarterback? And it's not just arm. It's not just accuracy. It's not just footwork. It's not just feel. But you have to play in Bill O'Brien's system. You have to bring a high level of intelligence to the table, because with 2 minutes to go in a half and 2 minutes to go in a game, you're going to have to be the one out there who's going to have to think your way through it. There's no communicator in the helmet in the college game, even though you need it more in the college game than you do in the pro game. Our number is 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. So again, the topics at hand, Andy Reid, too much control in Philadelphia, yay or nay? Kevin already had a couple baseball questions. He wanted to talk about the Posednik Juan Pierre deal in center field for the Phillies.
Basically playing for the backup spot.
Yes. And then the question I brought out, Penn State football, what are you looking for Penn State football-wise? What is your top concern heading in? What are you hoping to see? And then finally, do you agree with the move to calling it the Kevin Herr Show? Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565 is the number.
By the way, I did my homework. Yesterday we were talking about, actually you were reminding me that the Steelers had not made a whole lot of moves in free agency. And they have $6 to $8 million in cap room, which is probably why we haven't seen them do anything until they figure out what the deal is with Wallace.
And Mike Wallace, of course, the key. They did not franchise Mike Wallace. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. And this beautiful Friday afternoon, heading into the weekend here on WKOK, JC in Selinsgrove. Grove. Hello, my man. Good to hear from you.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Great, JC. How's life?
Life is good. Hey, listen, I just got a really quick question for you. You know, Penn State's been known for linebacker U, and I just want to know with the new coach and the staff coming in, are they going to be able to keep that title?
Sure, absolutely. If you start out with Michael Motti returning, Motti will not do any contact work in the spring. But Motti should be full go by June 1st to take contact and be involved in everything. He'll be able to do base drills in the spring, but full contact by June 1st. Gerald Hodges, JC, has an opportunity, in my opinion, to be one of the top three or four linebackers in the Big Ten. Hodges is a safety that they converted to outside linebacker. Now he's used to the hand fighting. Now he's used to the aggressiveness while still having the ability to play the pass. He also does a little bit better job now of scraping on a blitz, where you scrape off the side of that defensive end to really disguise yourself and get a quicker, better angle to the quarterback. He has started to master that a little bit. Also, what Gerald Hodges had done at the end of last season that he had not done the year before is that Hodges is now starting to hunt plays down that were not near him before. It used to be he could make plays that were in his neighborhood, and if the play was away from him, he just kind of went through the motions. Now he's trying to make every play on the field, and it's made him a far better linebacker. So with Ron Vanderlinden very much there and is one of the top linebacking coaches in the country, and already with a guy like Motti in place, a guy like Hodges in place, a guy like Glenn Carson in place, I think I feel very good about the linebackers they have now and the opportunity to continue being a linebacker, you as you asked.
That's fantastic. You know, a good defense makes a great offense. They're going to be struggling a little bit on offense, and now they got to choose a quarterback. They're going to need a team leader. They got a couple good ones there. It's going to be hard to decide which one to pick and throw out there to start. Do you think they'll rotate, or do you think this coach will just decide on one to play them all year?
I think he'd like to decide idealistically on one, because he's, you know, when you go through the National Football League, the one thing you try to go through is you try to just have one quarterback. You try and get two ready, but you like to work with one quarterback. This will be an interesting evaluation because you literally have everybody starting evaluation-wise from square one. That's what makes this really intriguing. The one thing they do have, and you and I both know this, JC, if they keep him healthy, they have a major league tailback. They have that as a starter.
That's good. You know, they can open up the run game a little bit. It always opens up the pass game. Another question I got for you is Mr. Kaiser, that came from Selinsgrove Grove High School. He got a little play time last year, and I'm looking forward to play a little more this year. What do you think?
Well, safety spot's a wide-open spot in a lot of ways. Let's start with Malcolm Willis. I think you have to feel good about Malcolm Willis stepping into the suitcase spot at safety, the free safety spot. And the reason you feel good about it, at least I feel good about it, is that Malcolm has played nickelback. When Suke was hurt in 2010, Willis, I thought, played very well in the nine games he had to start. So I feel good about him at that one spot. The other spot is open. Stephen Obeng Archibong would probably have at least the lead to start spring practice. But I think between Ryan Kaiser, whom has very good, I think has very good instincts, and Jacob Fagnano, there are a couple guys that are going to compete and push at those safety spots. And I think Alex Kenny might get a long look at safety as well, who's a redshirt sophomore out of State College.
That's all good news, man. You got me all pumped up. Now I can't wait for college football to start. Thanks a lot, Steve. I appreciate taking time to answer my question.
JC, it's always a pleasure. Great to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. We've talked about Andy Reid, too much player personnel power, yes or no with the Eagles, do you like it or not? Penn State football, which was JC's call, what's your greatest concern heading into the preseason that you feel needs to be corrected? And at the same time, where do you see maybe some strengths that they can build upon? And what are you excited yourself to see out of Penn State football? 14 practices, with the 15th being the one all of you will get to see, the blue-white game at Beaver Stadium on Saturday, April 22nd at 2 o'clock. By the way, admission for that game is free. Parking for that game is free. And they'll also, and the same story, there'll be the carnival outside and the usual carnival atmosphere in the booth.
Will the upper deck be open? Has that been discussed yet?
Haven't asked.
Well, the reason I ask is I think that might be, I mean, this might be one of the fullest stadiums we've seen in decades.
Well, if the weather's like today.
Yeah,
if the weather's like today, it'll be incredible. But I don't even think that decision's been made yet. I don't think they'll make that decision until maybe a couple weeks out.
There's a lot that goes into that because, as you were saying, we were talking about this a couple of months ago about having maybe a hockey game there, having the Winter Classic outdoors like that. They have to winterize everything and then open everything up a little bit, then winterize it again. I mean, at least you wouldn't have to winterize it this time, but you'd still have to open everything up a lot earlier than normal, and that's a lot of work.
Right. The other issue, too, with the Winter Classic at Beaver Stadium, which would be, I think, great if it were to ever happen. But you're also looking at there's so many grass parking lots that are utilized at Beaver Stadium. And we're talking January 1.
This was an unusual January 1 this year.
Right. But, you know, when you're talking January 1, you are talking about grass parking lots. And well, we know there's a system in place because it's been utilized before where grass parking lots have been closed. Heavy rains or a freak early snowstorm. That's happened here many times. So they have a way of dealing with it. And, you know, I mean, they could do it because they've done it before. Satellite parking lots, busing people in and so forth. You can do that. Just saying it's not as convenient as people realize. It's not just as simple as saying, hey, put a rink in there, let's play. It's a little more that goes into it than just that. Now, Michigan has an interesting situation because they'll be hosting it. They actually park people in the rough of the golf course.
That's what I was going to say. Where do they park people there?
At Michigan? Well, in Michigan, they have satellite parking, and the high school across the street it has a huge parking lot.
Okay.
There's a high school right across the street that has a huge parking lot.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing the parking lot, but I remember the high school.
Yeah, the football field's Holloway Field, if I remember. And you know, they'll get $120,000 for that. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. All right, Penn State football once again. What's your biggest concern going into spring practice? What do you feel great about? What are you hoping to see? Our number is 1-800-795-9565. Let's keep the phone lines cooking as we continue with the Steve Jones Show. I'm sorry, with the Kevin Hur Show. Steve Jones' role undefined as of yet here on WKOK.
Oh, I like how that sounds.
If you want to have a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai is going to make the month of March Sunbury Motors Hyundai Month. During the month of March, test drive any new Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai, and you'll receive a $15 Brewers Outlet gift card. Why should you test drive a new Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai? Well, listen to these awards. The 2012 Hyundai Sonata is the winner of Lowest Cost of Ownership by Kelley Blue Book. And the 2012 Hyundai Elantra was named Best Car Under $20,000 by AOL.auto.com. Every new Hyundai comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. And every Hyundai purchased at Sunbury Motors Hyundai receives an additional set of tires. If you're looking for a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, or at sunburymotors.com.
This is Hollywood, where we've added more world-class table games than ever before. Now you can play all the blackjack, all the craps, roulette, and poker you want, wherever you want. Plus, we've got a bad beat poker jackpot that could go up to tens of thousands of dollars. Your table is waiting. So start winning big at Hollywood, where the stage is set and the whole cast is here. From the crowd-pleasing chefs in the kitchen to the movers and shakers on the dance floor. From the dealers directing the action to the blockbuster winners and breakout stars. Here, you've got the lead role, because there's no place like Hollywood Casino. Just minutes from Harrisburg and Hershey. Take I-81 to exit 80. Must be 21 or older to enter casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-565-2112 for help.
This is William Payne, music director and conductor of the Susquehanna Valley Chorale. You're listening to perhaps the greatest work by one of the world's foremost composers, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Requiem was Mozart's last composition, and the chorale will be performing this tremendous masterpiece at our upcoming spring concert. And we'll be joined by the SVC Orchestra, plus four world-class guest soloists, Kristen Dubenian-Smith, Caroline Wara, James Barbato, and Timothy Lefevre. Please join us for what promises to be a dramatic, audience-pleasing event.
Don't miss the Susquehanna Valley Chorale's performance of Mozart's Requiem, Saturday, March 24th at 7:30 and Sunday, the 25th at 3 o'clock, Zion Lutheran Church in Sunbury. Tickets online or at the door. Visit svcmusic.org. That's svcmusic.org.
Every day, get expert insight on the market and the economy and how both can impact your finances and investments with the Wall Street Journal Report on WKOK. You'll also get coverage of major global stories, political events, medical breakthroughs, emerging technology, and more. Listen for the Wall Street Journal Report weekday mornings at 25 after and 5 minutes before the hour from 6 to 8:30. Then, hear more insightful coverage weekday afternoons from 5 to 7. Weekend mornings, catch the report Saturdays in the 9 o'clock hour and Sundays in the 10 o'clock hour. Only on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back. During the break, my usual break panic while Kevin calms me down.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's exactly what it is. Listen, there's one thing that if you have
I thought we were doing total role reversal today.
Oh, is that? Oh, well, then that would be total role reversal. That would be. Because if there's one thing I've never heard in your voice, and we've known each other for about a decade, it's panic. Never heard that once in your voice. I mean, I can't imagine those poor people at Learfield. Like, the producers that you work with at Learfield is like, is he ready to go? I don't know. 5 seconds, Steve. Steve, are you there? Are you there? Go, go. Welcome back.
I don't usually leave. Every once in a while, you have to. I'll tell you a story about that.
Okay.
Okay. The Ohio State game, 2008. Penn State wins the game. Oh, we have a caller anyway. It's killing my story. No, I'm just kidding. We'll take the call, believe me. Ohio State 2008. I'm going to get to, first of all, Duffy in Watsontown first. Hey, Duff, how are you?
Pretty good, guys.
Great to hear from you, Duffy.
Hey, I enjoy your show.
Thanks.
Both
appreciate
you guys
that.
Have an effervescence that is undulating.
I'm not sure if that's good or bad, but thank you anyway.
I'm like an undulating green.
Well, I enjoy your show. My job number one is the one job that I do like. My job number two, my wife has a horse farm, so I get down to the barn. I do this manure management. I get to listen to you two guys.
Well, do you want to talk about a perfect compliment
That's
to that? You have now linked the show where many think it should be.
Hey, a couple comments. You guys are talking about these guys that are leaving early, and I don't have any sympathy for these guys leaving early. I wish there was a penalty of some kind. I know there probably never will be because of the money involved. But I remember when I was in college, I played football. I worked in the library. I got maybe $1,200 to play football. I worked cleaning dishes and then I got an education. So these guys today, no sympathy.
No, I don't have sympathy either when they make, you know, because they have to make decisions themselves. But at the same time, is it any different than somebody from IBM coming on campus and looking at some brilliant sophomore and saying, why don't you come work for us now?
That's a good point. That's true.
In terms of the Penn State season, I'm one of those Penn State Nittany Lion. I just love these guys, and I can't wait till the season starts. Naturally, I'm always worried about the offensive line, I think. But a couple of us guys that get together, we always have always thought that, you know, Joe was a great coach. But, boy, whenever there was a change, we always thought that Penn State was a sleeping giant. And I think that's what's going to happen.
Well, I think so far what you've seen in recruiting, just based on the names and the reputations of the people they've recruited, they've been aggressive, and I think the fan base has been very pleased with what they've seen there so far. I think Bill O'Brien is going to inject something into this team that's going to make this offense potentially dynamic, but Duffy, what you pointed out to me is absolutely on the money. They need to get the offensive line in a spot where it makes the other six positions on the field workable.
Well, the expectations are he's a new coach. He's coming in. He's naturally not going to be a Joe Paterno right off the bat. But, you know, I really look at the whole season. There might be a trip up at Virginia, but the only real game that I think they're going to have a problem with would be at Nebraska. And that's true. I think they got a great team and great athletes, and they're going to do good.
I'll say this. I think the first four games are interesting, Duffy, in this regard. There's not an Alabama in the first four.
Exactly.
But there also are not any Indiana State or Eastern Michigans in the first four. There actually is a balance in between them where you are facing a good Ohio University team. Frank Solich is a quality coach. You're facing a good, probably a little bit better than that, Virginia team on the road, which you just pointed out. But then you come home and you play what is a good Navy program. Not awesome, incredible, but good. And you're facing a good and up-and-coming and improving Temple program. So you're facing four good programs in a row. Not any one that's a great one, but not one that's mediocre either. And I think the coaches, after those four games, Duffy, are going to have a very good read on exactly where their football team is, because they will have played good, 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 and good four straight weeks.
You know, it just adds to the excitement of what this year is going to be. And anyways, you guys have a great day, and I enjoy listening to the Kevin Herr Show.
I love the way that sounds.
Duffy, thanks so much, and tell everybody in the barn we said hi.
Always remember, guys, you can't polish poop.
And don't think that has not been a motto I have not lived by, Duffy.
I'll see you guys.
Thanks, Duff. I was at the Ohio State game quickly in 2008. You know, you go through the entire half, and I get a break at halftime, right?
Okay.
So I only get one break, and it's 4 minutes. Well, it turned out that Missouri was playing the same time we were, and Missouri for Learfield is actually more of a priority because they're in Jefferson City.
Right, because of proximity.
Mm-hmm. So they switched halftime around. I had to work. They flipped it around. So I go to the end of the third quarter, and I leave the booth. And I'm going down the hallway at Ohio State to make sure I can handle the fourth quarter with complete ease. And this guy stops me and he says, "Are you Steve Jones?" I said, "Sure." He says, "I'm on the phone with a friend of mine who's in the sick bed, and he hurt his neck in an accident. It would mean a lot if you said hi to him." I'm standing there thinking. So I took the phone and I talked to the guy for 60 seconds. I told him, "Hey, look, you're going to be fine. It'll be great, whatever." And he said, "Do you think we'll win the game?" I said, "Yeah, I think they're going to win the game." I said, "They're going to have a great fourth quarter." I also looked and figured, I handed the phone back. He said, "Oh, that meant a lot." And I thought, I went back to the booth. Okay, because I couldn't. You know, I had to get back in time.
Right, you run out of time.
Right. Well, there's 7 minutes to go in the game, and Ohio State calls a timeout. I go to get up, and Jack grabs my arm. He says, "Where are you going?" I said, "Well, I have to." He said, "No. You're not leaving." There are some games where you quietly gut it out.
Oh, no. We're going to hang out.
I had a lot of fun today. I had a great week. For me, it's an honor and a privilege to be on the Kevin Herr Show.
Have a great weekend, buddy.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Take care. We'll talk to you Monday. Don't forget, On the Mark, Monday through Fridays,